athletics? Anything going on we need to know about?
Let's see. Everything's good. We'll, you know, other than the weather. Let's see. We're Carver's going well. I don't know if you've received any updates. And I think some of you guys took a tour there. What we're doing right now is just kind of winding down, starting to put our budget together for next year. It'll include finishing Carver off. And then probably the big news is getting started with football facilities this coming fall and trying to get ready for all that and how it's going to affect you know, our facilities, but also our parking on game day. And
so it will be affected this fall?
Yeah, our plan is to break ground this fall, and so we're working on how to navigate all that on a day-to-day basis as well as during football game day.
What all is encompassed in that football renovation?
Well, long-term, it's going to include everything. It'll include an indoor practice facility, all of our football operations. Short-term, we're going to go in two phases. The first phase will be building a new indoor practice facility. As soon as that's done, then we'll take the bubble down, and then on the heels of that, start the rest of it, which is all the operations, the team rooms, the meeting rooms, the locker rooms.
Complex.
Yes, yeah. So we'll start that this fall. It'll take about a year, and then we'll... the goal is to roll right into the second phase after that.
So they would go then right into fall of 2012?
The indoor facility would be done, should be done in fall of 2012. And then if everything goes according to plan, we'd start the second phase after that.
How much parking is that going to gobble up with this fall?
It'll be a one-year challenge, so we'll move some people around. I don't know the exact number, Randy, so we're trying to figure out exactly how many spaces and how we're going to move people around. And then after the first year's over, then the bubble goes down, and then it's a net break even. If not, I think we're going to gain because we're building a new parking lot where the Grant Field is, that turf. So after 1 year of trying to get through it, it'll be a net gain of several hundred spaces.
I got one crazy question for you with Big Ten hockey on the horizon. You knew this was coming eventually, probably from me. Is there any...
Well, let me put it to you this way. First of all, I grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah, yep.
I grew up playing hockey. I love the sport. And then I'll couple that with telling you that we don't have any plans to add any sports at Iowa in the near future.
What would it take? What would it take to be able to add? Because there's going to be some hype. There's going to be some heat to it.
Sure.
Fans might want it, but...
It's a great sport.
Yeah.
It's obviously a sport where you need some unique facilities. And it's a sport that has a high cost in terms of travel, equipment, coaching, maintenance. So it's a financial thought process. It's also an equity thought process. If you add a sport on the men's side, you'd obviously have to look at adding a sport on the women's side. So it just and again, not focusing on hockey. I don't have any plans to add any sports right now. And it just hockey's one that happens to be in the forefront because of what happened at Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Has Willie Lowe transferred?
No.
Do you anticipate him transferring?
No, he hasn't asked for that. So, I mean, obviously he's talked to some other schools, and we gave him that permission, and we've told him from day one we hope he stays, and so far that's still the plan.
Has there been any other guys from that come forward like that?
No, not at all.
Where's the Adam Robinson thing? Is that you, Kirk? Is that Kirk only? Or?
Well, ultimately, it's all of us. At this point, he's still in school, and there hasn't really been any discussion about his next step in terms of football or beyond. And, Kirk is having conversations on occasion, but...
With Adam?
With Adam and or family. No, I've not talked to him.
With Adam and or the family. Is there a crack in the door, you think?
I don't want to speculate. At this point, it's still the same status quo. And that is, he's in school, and he's not currently on the team.
So would it be something then where he would have to, reach out to either you or to Kirk then regarding his status if he were to talk again?
I think whenever you're dealing with something like that, it'd have to be everybody deciding together, and we're just not speculating on that right now.
Is there a timetable? Because I know scholarships are up in June, and I don't know if you guys... plan to keep him on scholarship or not, but I imagine there's just a little bit of a timetable there.
We haven't set a timetable.
Football season tickets going
very well. We're through the early phase of renewals, and by all all indications, we'll be in a great place when the renewals are all done. I don't see anything but a lot of pressure on the sales, which is a good thing.
How many did you sell last year? Have they not been around?
You know, Randy, it was sold out.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what the number is. It's in the high 50s. But if then you bring the student ticket sales, which we sold out of student tickets a year ago and had to do a split. What we had to do on both public season tickets and with student tickets is we filled all the orders, and then we had to do split sales. So we let some students come for half the season, and we let some general public purchase half the season. And right now, if we stay on this pace, I anticipate we'll need to do that again.
How about with the basketball, with the reseeding for that? Because I know that was a part of the...
Went very well. So far, we've reseeded men's basketball, women's basketball. We're just in the process of reseeding wrestling. And, I would say it's gone remarkably well. I think one of the reasons is... Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
Good. I think one of the reasons is we had gone through this in Kinnick back in 2005. And so our fans had been through this process once on a much bigger scale. And so obviously Carver's a lot smaller.
Right.
And so there were a lot of questions, a lot of, you know, where am I going to end up? But because we had been through it in football, I think that helped us go through it this time. And our staff did a great job of, it's one-on-one conversations. They talk to every season ticket holder. And then when it's your turn, you select your seats. And sales went well on the men's side, on the women's side, and right now we're going through wrestling.
Did big ass turkey legs go the way you thought it would go, or is that a satisfactory outcome for?
I've never had the pleasure of enjoying a big ass turkey leg, but I'm thrilled that they'll still be up for sale on. It appears they will be on Melrose. I don't have all the information that the city has to deal with. What I know is we have a great game day environment, and the vendors on Melrose have been a part of that for a long time. So I'm glad. I had hoped they would come up with a compromise. It sounds like they have, last I heard.
I know, obviously, like you said, it's a thing for the city to deal with, but how many people were coming to you upon, like, hearing that news that, they might possibly...
I'd say that, several, but not as many as maybe come to me when our teams aren't performing well. So, it was an important thing, and I think the city, definitely wanted to respond. I think they came to a common-sense resolution, which I'm thrilled to hear, because I do think it's a great part of the game day environment.
Is there anything else that with the tailgating last year, do you think they could tax the fans anymore as far as game day experience? You know what I mean? Because they feel like the fun's getting taken away. I mean, just judging on my Twitter, and there might be the end of the rope as far as what they can take. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you why we set out last year the way we did. Our goal is to take that very small percentage, whatever the percentage is, 4 or 5% that have over the top behavior, and try to make it a more family friendly environment. By trying that, obviously it was a little bit of change those first couple of games. I felt like once we got in past the first game or two that it settled in and it started to accomplish. I do know that we had a reduction in the number of incidents that we dealt with for the seriously drunk individuals. That's the goal, is to try and reduce the number of people who just go way over the top with alcohol. And that's hard to do and not affect other people. But I think we settled in near the end of the year. I felt good about how it ended. Didn't feel great about how we started, but we made adjustments.